All right, greetings everyone. Good night. Everyone, welcome to our Ghana Repatriation Investment Tour conference call. Today's date is January 17th, 2016, and our conference call duration time is from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Bomani Tayemba, and I'm your conference call administrator, your Ghana tour organizer and tour leader for our upcoming tour this October 26th to November 8th. All right, and what we're going to go through is a list of conference call topics that was sent via email to get everyone prepared. Now, the purpose of this conference call in general is to communicate with everyone that's interested in traveling to Ghana with us this October, to share information about all the need to know before you go, and to get everyone connected with each other. All right, so I'm going to go through a few things and then I'm going to stop and then just try to get some questions. That way we don't hold all the questions for the end. All right, and I want to start this conference call off with just going back to early 2000 before we started the Africa for the Africans Tourism Investment Experience. The start of our connection into what we do for this Africa for the Africans Tourism Investment Business started with our study groups in 2002, 2003, and 2004, and a lot of concentration on Africa, nation building, reconnection, the transatlantic European slave trade / war, and just some of our great ancestors, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey. But all of these practical study of our roots and culture and our history wanted me and my associates to make that connection more practical. So in 2004, I took my first journey, which was in Senegal, and that was in March. And in April, I went on a tour by Dr. Renoka Rashidi to Egypt, Nile Valley Civilization. And that was a nice organized tour. 2005, went to Senegal, South Africa. And later on, again, I went to Senegal, South Africa, but also went to Kenya. In 2006, that's where the transformation began. Went to a country called the Gambia in the summer, and it gave me a good feel of this tropical Africa and reminded me of my roots in Jamaica. Later on that year, Delta Airlines had a setup for a direct flight from New York to Ghana, and that was going to begin in December. So we put together Africa for the Africans in October of 2006, and we made that initial journey. It was eight of us, eight brave soldiers, and we went to Ghana for the first time in December 2006. And it was just a magical experience. And even though it was a short journey, it was one of those fact-finding missions. I want to say it was about several days, and I ended up staying back for a few days at someone I made a good connection with based on Pan-Africanism. And that was a part of, I wanted to just get a feel beyond the tour and just get the day-to-day feel. So that was all in the month of December in 2006, which is a little bit over 9 years ago. And this kind of came together. So when I came back, I put together another journey for us for October of 2007, and just put all my heart, soul, and energy into it, and went beyond just the people that I know directly and that I work with at the airlines and just people in my direct vicinity, and just really just marketed and got connected with a good brother, Kidi Awadu, the Conscious Rasta, and helped a lot with the marketing, and we did a lot of radio shows and everything. And still to this day, our biggest group, it was 42 of us, and we enjoyed a magical journey there in Ghana. And in the following year, we did it again. It was 33 of us. And this kind of built the pace and the energy. The fourth journey we did was Ghana, Togo, and Benin. This is a combination of three wonderful countries. And that laid the foundation. And from there, we picked it up again from October 2009, picked it up again in July of 2011, and then October of 2011. And from there on, we've been doing the annual Ghana Repatriation Investment Tour every October, 2012, 13, 14. And we just came back from Ghana this October 2015. I feel like it was yesterday. And we're getting ready to go again this October 2016. And we want to make sure everybody's clear, everybody's prepared. Everything is, you know, looks good for them on the website, and just answer everyone's question. So that is the initial energy that really brought us to this day. And you know, so we're coming up on 10 years strong, and this will be the 11th edition of our Journey of a Lifetime to Ghana. And this is the same exact itinerary as the 2015 itinerary. So we like to say, we, you know, second time around, we do it bigger and better. So it's laid out, and what I want to do is I want to go into the tour overview / itinerary at the same time. And that's going to, you know, a lot of times you see, you know, trips to different parts of Africa, but what I tell everyone is to always just read the itinerary. Sometimes you might have four countries all together lined up, and it's not what you think it is. And what we have is a journey through. We're staying at five different regions in Ghana, but we're actually traveling through four different regions. And that's going to give you just a good feel of the country. So let me show everyone what the tour package includes. For flights from wherever you are in the U.S. To Ghana, which is the connecting point where we usually depart from, is either Atlanta, but some people have direct flights to Amsterdam in their city. So all of us eventually meet in Amsterdam and go to Ghana. So all of that flight, the flight accommodation from wherever you are is included. For those of us that are in the U.S., if you're in the Caribbean or you're in Europe, there might be a little difference. But if you are, then we have to communicate. So these are the packages for those of us who live here in North America. Yeah. The tours include, and so it's a flight and land package, and it includes transportation and tours throughout Ghana, daily exercise and meditation sessions, daily continental breakfast and gourmet dinner, naming ceremony and ancestral celebration, hotel accommodation based on double occupancy, business and investment conference / networking, entrance and access to all sites and activities. And the only thing that's not included is lunch, group tips, camera / camcorder fees. All right, and from here, what we have is four regions that we have broken down. We start out in the Accra region / the mountains, which are going to go to Abri and Tutu. And that is up, that's the mountain area is a part of the eastern region, but we, you know, on our itinerary, we have that as part of this Accra and the Greater Accra. And we spend the first day we get there in the nighttime, so that's just everybody's resting in. But once we get up in the morning, we're doing 2 days in Accra, and the first day is the city tour. So even before we start our day, we have daily exercise and meditation sessions for those who can get up at 6 o'clock. It usually goes from about 6:15 to 6:45, just, you know, give or take. And that's just the, you know, for those who can, it, you know, get your, you know, blood flowing, stretch, exercise, and get an early start for the day. We usually tell everybody to get ready by 8 o'clock, and usually our goal is set to leave at 8:30, 9 o'clock the latest, and that's just our typical daily, you know, schedule when we're departing out. So once we're out in Accra, the city tour, what we're going to also go to is the art center for those who are into looking to buy different crafts. This art center and the one in Kumasi is some of the better or best locations to get all of your arts and crafts. The Pan-African sites, the W.E.B. Du Bois Center, Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park, and George Padmore. Those are the other highlights when we're in the city. And also the Independence Memorial setup. So it's kind of like this, you know, driving through history. That was the Pan-African independence movement that spanned energy of independence across the African continent. So that's also one of the reasons that makes Ghana so special, all these historical places and just the history itself of independence. The second day, we're going to head up to the mountains. So we have Avery Botanical Gardens, wood carving. Rita Marley have our studio that's partially burnt down, and also she has a foundation, a few different historic houses on the mountains. The first school we're going to go to is one that's called Trinity Home Foundation. So we're going to park the bus and then we're going to take a little hike, and we're going to donate our school supplies, and we're going to get a wonderful presentation and get a chance to network and just connect. And they're at a nice new location, so everyone will enjoy it. Also, we're going to ride through the University of Ghana. So that's our setup for the first 2 days. And the other thing that's included is that we have a business investment conference. So we have a group of people that have repatriated, and also Ghanaian business people. So if you're looking to live, do business in a country, that's the perfect time to take notes and ask a lot of questions and get your connections set up. They're absolutely there for that reason. That's why I invite them. Also, nightlife, for those who want to go out, we always have some wonderful things planned for our nightlife after dinner. So we always tell everybody to just have a combination of different clothing. We're going to go to Techiman in the Brown-Ahafo region. So once we leave from Accra, we're looking at approximately about an 8 hour ride. So on the ride, we'll be passing the mic. Just you can relax. We'll be playing movies and documentaries, and it'll go by nice and painless. But we have a few rest stops. Just organize the stops ahead of time to get folks to the restroom, and to avoid having the bus stop on emergency for people to use, to find somewhere to use the restroom. So we always tell everyone, just limit your liquid drinking, and know that this is a long ride, and we have about three stops, so just kind of pace yourself for that. But note that if you have an emergency, we're not going to make you feel uncomfortable. We will stop the bus. Just walk to the front and alert the tour guide or myself, and we'll inform the driver to stop, and you or anybody else who have an emergency can get off. So all those things we logistically just process, think about for a whole 2 weeks time frame, and that's what it takes us a whole year just to get all kind of things together. But the key to everything is the itinerary. So while we're there in the Brown-Ahafo region, we spend most of the time in Techiman. We look to spend three trips there in Benue Village, which is will be hosted by our sister Nunet, and she has a wonderful eco style village for those who are looking to build something more to nature and something more further out. The plot prices, which is a quarter of an acre, go for $500, and you can you have up until 2 to 3 years to start building. And we have a lot of details. If anyone wants to know more, we have a lot of information in our tour book, and also have a few videos up. But that village is a wonderful place. It's our new connection for a diaspora community. We always wanted to connect with those who repatriated and build a community for those of us from the diaspora to come and reconnect and do business and just find our folks there. Yeah, so it's a very special mission. And with that special mission, we're also going to be spending some time driving through. We're going to go to the monkey sanctuary, and also we're going to go to the waterfalls. All right, so while we are there in the Brown-Ahafo region, it's really a reconnection for ecology. So waterfalls, monkey sanctuary, eco village, just so that kind of that right there completed our itinerary. And that was a better move from what we had set up there in the eastern region a few years ago. Now from there, we have two more regions left. We're going to be once we leave from Techiman in the Brown-Ahafo region, we're going to head to Kumasi in the Ashanti region, and we're going to be there for 2 days. And while we're there, our main thing always is to spend time there at the culture center, but also go to several of the local craft village, wood carving, kente cloth, Adinkra printing, and so on. It's just a wonderful place to buy all your craft. And while we're there in Kumasi, we just stopped by the Our next school is the Youth Institute of Science and Technology. Right now, we have it set up to where they meet us at our hotel, the Noda, like last time. And before we leave the hotel, they're going to be there and they're going to give us a wonderful presentation. We're going to do some, we're going to share the school supplies and make some financial donation to the school. So that's that'd be the second of the four schools that we have. And my apology also, Bennu Village, we have it set up to where that's the other school, so that's the second school, and this one in Kumasi is the third one. So every region that we go to, we have a school that we present our school supplies and donations to. Now the final region, we leave Kumasi in Ashanti region and head to Asin Man, so Cape Coast and Elmina in the central region. And that's formulated a trail from the transatlantic European slave trade, what we call the Death March, before our ancestors were taken to the dungeons, the Haro Death March down to the shores. But before our ancestors were taken down to the shore, there's a location called Asin Manso, and that's where our ancestors were taken for their last bath and cleaned up and auctioned off to either Elmina, Cape Coast, or whatever neighboring dungeons at that time. So that is a popular location that we go to, and that clears up what we're going to connect to when we go to Cape Coast and Elmina Holocaust Dungeon 2 days later. So once we finish there at Asin Manso, we head to One Africa, and we get our welcome presentation from Amicus, the family there at One Africa, drum and dance and a wonderful buffet, an incredible night to connect. And the next day is when we go to the school, our final school. We also will head up to the Canopy Walk for those brave soldiers who want to take that journey with Bomani up to the Canopy Walk. Over the years, I've scared many people, but I tell people it's all fun and love and energy. It's a great exercise, but it's a little hike and it's a lot of crossing and a lot of shaking. Yeah, so the itinerary, as what I've talked about so far, is just a combination of many wonderful things and just always a lot of things to really cover. So that's like a brief light overview, but definitely want everyone to read the tour overview, the itinerary, the general terms, and that's all of the details on the Ghana tour link, October 2016, and that will just give you that full feel of everything. So before I continue on to the next set of things, I want to open it up and see if anyone have any questions about anything that I've talked about so far. All right, the next set of things I want to talk about is the Ghana visa. Now, I sent everyone a Ghana visa email, and if you didn't get one, just send me a reminder email. Just send me an email in general, and I'll just send it out to you or resend it. But the main thing about the visa email, it's the same information that's on the website that say visa. Only thing is the email have the attachments. So the attachments are going to be the blank application. It's going to be my sample visa application, which is typed up. So for those who want to just edit my application, you can just type it up and print it out, sign, and then just make a copy of it. If you just want to print the blank copy and then fill it out using whatever I have on my sample, that's fine. Other attachment is the requirements, and I recommend everyone read the requirements at least a few times just to go over everything, and also just use it as a check off when you're putting all of the required documents in a folder to put in your package. And the final attachment is the multiple entry. Now, the multiple entry time frame that the visa is good for is 1 to 5 years. So literally anyone who does their visa now, if you do multiple entry, you're fine. Your visa is good until at least next year, this time. If you do single entry is only good for 3 months. So if you do it now, it'll be expired by the time you go to Ghana. And the difference in cost is multiple entry is $100. Single entry is $60. And I do my best to make sure that this is not confusing, so I try to try to edit the emails over the years to make it as simple as possible. But anyone who do need help with it at any moment, it's all good. I'm available to help you with this and any other process, and that's what we're here for. So it's no shame in anything. Some people are used to doing these things, and some people just, you know, process things simpler. Yeah, but it's, you know, we have different level of people who have experience as far as just getting these things and thoughts. But it doesn't, my point is, like, it doesn't matter. Got your back either way. For the visa, if you're going to do the single entry, you want to do it, I want to say around end of August. Because if you do it August, you get it back September, so it's going to be good for 3 months, so it'll be good until December. Other than that, if you just want to do the multiple entry because you're looking to get approximately 1 to 5 years of traveling, you're going to be going back and forth to Ghana, that's fine. It's just all up to the individual. Now, the things that we're going to need in the visa package. Application, you fill it out and print it. So it's two applications, print and sign. Two passport-style photos. You staple those on the top right of each application. A $100 money order for multiple entry. $60 money order for single entry. A flight itinerary, which just send me an email and I'll get a flight itinerary based on our group booking to you. You put in the package. They're going to want either a letter from the bank or maybe or the first page of a bank statement. If you need to cross out any figures or any account information, or that's absolutely fine. What they need to show is it's consistency, your name and your address, and you have to match everything up. So this is all a process of verification. Now, so you want to put all of these documents in a manila envelope, or just have them organized, put them in a... Priority mail envelope, which is recommended, or whatever mailing you want to use. Then you want to get a prepaid return envelope, and you know, you want to put it in the package. That way, when the embassy is finished with you, they'll send your passport back in your prepaid return envelope. So that's the quickest, easiest way to do that process. Now, before I go on, does anybody have any questions about the visa or anything else that I've talked about before?
Yes, this is Angelica. So how long does it take to have all of that process?
Seven to ten. Yeah, good question. 7 to 10 days. So if you send it off Monday, more than likely you can get it back the following Monday or the end of the following week. And I know that's important for those that are looking to travel with their, you know, passport. You don't want it to be out too long, but it takes about a week.
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right. Go ahead. Can you repeat your name and your question, please?
Okay. My name is Sharma, and I just wanted to verify we needed to get a copy of the ticket before we send it in for the visa.
Yes, greetings, Sharma. Yes, you need to get a copy of it. Not the actual ticket. It's a flight itinerary, which is provided by myself, the organizer. And this is based on just the exact setup of what you have. Because airlines, they won't give you, they'll give you, I'll modify what they give you to where it looks a lot nicer to send to the embassy. And as soon as anyone is ready to do it, we'll start putting it together. All right, anyone else, any questions about the visa? And it's always the big part where we have a lot of questions, so I want to make sure we answer all the questions and make sure it's clear with everyone. And also, we have on that Ghana tour link, we have lists of preparation things, Ghana culture, customs, what to pack and what to bring. Now, what I did was I put together a departure and reminder list, and it's a combination of a few different lists and a few things that are not on any list. And that's what's part of the attachment along with the itinerary and their PowerPoint presentation about Ghana repatriation investment. That list right there is the ultimate list of what we have to get you prepared. It's written, you know, in summary of preparation. So what I want to do is I'm going to go through a few things on the list, and then we're going to move on to the next topic. It's a list of 30 points. So. Right, and this is one of my favorite one. When you visit, do not come with a romanticized notion about Ghana/Africa, or you will be disappointed and unnecessarily frustrated. Come with open eyes and an open mind, knowing that Ghana is a developing nation. There is much to do, and we can be a positive, contributory part of it. Keep in mind that Ghana/Africa is not America or Europe, nor do we want it to be. We're Mother's Africa children returning home, and we want to be a part of Mother Africa growth and development. And those are just some wonderful recommendations by our sister, Amicus. And some of the, you know, more basic things on there, travel iron, alarm clock, plastic bag, compact umbrella, waterproof poncho, and other convenient accessories, 17 mosquito spray, or repellent, or citronella oil, which is an excellent insect repellent. Avoid wearing scented lotion or oils. Mosquitoes like sweet scents. Note, most of these sprays have dangerous chemicals, so do your research to find the safest things to use. And also, we have on there this night, the reminder time for our meetup in Atlanta, for those who are going to meet us in Atlanta, and for those who are meeting us in Amsterdam. Right. Also, some friendly notes. Ghanaians are very friendly. However, be wary of people who just want to make quick money off you and make promises they cannot keep. You should know much as possible about the people you are planning to do business with. So saying that you're going to probably meet people who are going to be selling you lies, and just be clear that there's people that's just talking, that's the talk, because, you know, they're just looking for their next victim. You know, we have to be wary as far as how we, you know, carry ourselves in general. I always tell everyone just to kind of just, you know, carry yourself in a low profile. There's no need to be having a whole lot of rings and watches and flipping money like you just, you know, you're on the corners and things like that. Not saying anybody does that, but, you know, we still have to just share what we just, you know, need to share in general, because it's sometimes, you know, we can have, you know, a romanticized notion of just, you know, going to Africa. It's has probably crossed all of our minds a time or two, but you know, just like anywhere else, we just have to keep our eyes open and just be clear about what's going on. So, and that's what we're there for. We're there to just make sure that you know, you can just focus on enjoying yourself. And we just try our best to just go over some, you know, basic guidelines. We don't ever want to scare anyone, because Ghana is probably the most peaceful country I've just ever heard about or ever been or just experienced. It's not much go on there as far as just the things that you, if you turn on the news in Atlanta or in New York or, you know, any other major cities, it's nothing like that. Yeah, very cultural country. That you're not, but everywhere you go in the world, there's, you know, level of underground and crazy people and things like that. So we have to just prepare for a little bit of everything. Emergency equipment are things, flashlight, basic first aid kit, laxative, Pepto-Bismol, anti-diarrhea, any related emergency medicine or materials. Note, these medicines are not all natural. Do your research for the safest thing. And we're also not saying that all of these things that you should bring. These are just recommendation. If you ask me what I bring, I just bring the basic to, you know, to travel there in Ghana. I don't bring a bunch of medicines and things. I just, you know, I feel at home. I feel nature there. So, but the biggest thing you have to do is just kind of build your immune system up if you're in a different climate, away from something as tropical, if you're born in a different climate. But it doesn't take a whole lot of preparation. You know, you're just fine. I just tell everyone, just kind of go with the flow and kind of just do what we do, and just, you know, you'll be fine. Try not to drink a whole lot of the local water, but do just, you know, make sure you just get some bottled water. And note that when you're drinking tea in the morning, or when you're, you know, you get the bar and you're getting a drink, the ice cubes or whatever they use is just all local water. So, you know, so you have to, you know, calculate that also. So if you drink a lot of tea in the morning, you might, you know, not trying to scare anybody here. Your body's not used to the local water, so you might want to just, you know, take it a little slower, or Even if you have to do something, it sounds strange, but even if you have to just have someone boil you some bottled water in the morning to make your tea, that might help a little bit. So I'm just here to share just a lot of heads up with everyone. All right, the list is long. I'm not going to go all the way through it, but I do want to find out if anyone have any questions as far as any of the attachments, including this preparation departure list. It's a lot of things on there, so.
And don't pass again. I just want to know, are there any type of, I know a lot of times when you're traveling to other countries, they have a certain requirement as far as immunizations or things like that. Just wanted to see if that was the same as for traveling to that.
All right, thanks for the question. Yes, in Ghana, the only requirement is yellow fever. So that's, anything else you want to get as far as like malaria pills and things like that is all up to you. But the only thing you need is the yellow fever shot. So you get the yellow fever card and it's good for 10 years. And you have an option from getting the pill, the tablet, and the price variation I've heard is between 50 to 200. So this all depends on what you want, the shot or tablet. Want something more natural, but there's few options. But at the end of the day, the key thing is just getting that yellow card, and that's your entrance along with your passport, visa, into Ghana, and ticket.
Do you have any recommendations for places that you might go? I would prefer a natural path, but I don't know. You know, this is hard.
Yeah, you have to check with your local doctor, your local health practitioner in your area. Always I tell people to start from, you know, the people in their community who are either doctors or do natural health. So you can start directly with the people that you take yourself to as far as your doctor visit. And one link that we did have on there on the preparation departure list, number 2, I have a link for passporthelpusa.com. And this is in the same line of what we're talking about as far as travel insurance, which we didn't talk about yet, but that's what number 22 referred to. They do things, different shots and things like that, along with getting you ready to travel. But the name of the company is called Passport Help. The website is passporthelpusa.com. That's one place you can check out. Right, any other questions about the visa?
So, Bamani, this is Lori.
Hey, greetings, Lori.
Greetings. So, in regards to the visa, we would be mailing our passport to Ghana, and then they will return it with the visa. Is that how it works?
We're going to be mailing our passports to Washington, D.C., Ghana Embassy, and they're going to be mailing it back to us. That's the recommendation I have on the visa email. Now, okay. If you choose to use the consulate in other places, that's absolutely fine. There's a few always popping up here and there, but I usually just go through the main embassy because all of their requirements are consistent with what we've done over the years. All right, any last questions for visa before we move on? All right, let's move on to the next set of things. Our tour registration, for those who have not registered on the website, you can go to the main menu and click on register, and that way we'll have all your details for the tour. And also, I'm going to be sending an email just to get a confirmation from everyone for the exact full name and full date of birth, send your passport, which is what we have to submit, over to Delta. That's not due now. That's due before final ticketing, so we do have some time. But that's one of the emails we're going to send out, and we just need a reply back to confirm. Reply back with the confirmed details. And also on the main menu, there's a link for payment options payment plan. So what we have is there's a PayPal logo for those who want to use that system. There's also a Chase Quick Pay If it won't let you process it, I can add it into you, and that will save you the fees that PayPal charges. Check or money order to the business address is also fine. So anyone who we haven't got a deposit from, lock in your deposit as soon as possible, and then just kind of pace yourself from there on. You can use any of the suggested payment plans from the link off the main menu on payment plans, or from the general terms, or you can just pace yourself as you see. It's all good. We have a few different dress order that we have during the tour. So we usually tell everyone to bring a combination of white clothing for Ancestral Day 2 and red, black, and green for Ancestral Day 1. That's when we go to a Sin Mansel and dungeons. Also, if anyone have friends or families that just want to give school supplies and donation, if you can't take them all with you and you want to mail them to the business address, that's fine. What I usually recommend is that you put, you know, school supplies or things that you want to get rid of in one of your 50-pound bags, and then put your clothing and your personals in another. That way, when you go and you get rid of all the stuff from one bag, you can, you know, you have adequate space to, you know, put all the things that you're gonna buy. All right, and what I want to do is just open things up for some more questions, and then we're gonna go to a few more things, and then we're gonna close. All right, I have a lot of people on here, and all right, Kofi Bruce, how are you today? Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm here. I'm fine. How are you?
All right, we're about 10 months away. You seem to be traveling with us every 2 years from 2012. So it seems to be your year right here, 2016, for the third time. And just wanted to share with everyone what the journey is like to go to Ghana, not once, but twice, and how you feel about looking forward to going to the journey again with us for the third time.
Okay, no problem. If anyone that's on a call that haven't been there before, just put your mind at ease. You will have no worries. You will have no problem. Trust me. This will be my third time going, and there's a reason for that. You'll enjoy yourself. I don't know what more I can say, but if you have any questions, I'm on Facebook, and I also post like a lot of pictures if you want to see what it looks like to be there. So you can just check out my profile on Facebook under Kofi.
Absolutely, and definitely appreciate the energy. What is your favorite part of our favorite parts of the journey, I should say, over the last two times that you have been?
Okay, besides the food, it's just the people. You meet so many great people there, you know, you develop friendship and bonds that'll last for the rest of your life. So, you know, anyone that's looking to move, to repatriate back to the motherland, you know, you can basically set up your own connections. So it's wonderful. I have so many friends over there. Yeah. Last time we went, when we arrived that night, when we came through the airport, people were calling out my name. So it's a wonderful experience.
Yes, it's always amazing, right? Yeah. Especially if you've been gone so long and people still remember you and everything.
Right.
Now, out of the four regions that we've been to over the years, what regions seem to be the vibrant one for you, or what just touches your heart?
Oh, Cape Coast.
Yeah, it seems to be it for everybody.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's just so relaxing. Yeah. You know, you never want to leave there. And it's wonderful.
And you're definitely talking about One Africa.
Yeah, One Africa and Imacus. She's a wonderful person.
That's family, and that's one of those places that unfortunately is not enough space there, so not everyone is going to make it there. She only has space for about 24 people, so I'm going to get you down the block at one of the other fancy places. But everything we do there in Cape Coast, I mean, is right there in One Africa. It's been somewhere that I've been to 10 straight times, and it's magical, that energy of our elder sister, Amicus. And also when we go to the dungeons, it's just unforgettable. And there's a lot of things that we do in that region. As I mentioned to everyone about the wonderful canopy walk and things like that. All right, everyone, does anyone have any questions before I move on to the last few things and we close out. All right, one of the things I want to talk about is the YouTube page and the Facebook page. The YouTube page, youtube.com/Bomani2007 and facebook.com/Bomani is all accessible right there on the website. And once you click on the YouTube page, it's going to give you over 500 videos that we've shot, and the videos are anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, and you know, a few longer than that. But the collection of videos are organized on the uploads. Once you click on uploads, it just dates you back all the way to 2006. The videos are going to be a combination of slideshow presentation, conference calls and interviews, repatriation and investment at the business conference that we do in Ghana, tour members' feedback, school supplies and donation, drumming and dancing presentation, African Holocaust dungeons, and just a collection of videos that just show you, that shows us around Ghana, and it's, you know, our goal is to get you to see what it is so you don't have to be surprised, and also give you clarity so you can be spiritually, mentally, and just, you know, be prepared in general. The Facebook page, once you go to pictures and then go to albums, you'll see all of the Ghana tour albums. And all of the Ghana tour albums are going to start from December 2006, and you'll see them all the way up to October 2015. And over the last few years, we have had, you know, multiple galleries for each year. But it's all there, shows you us at the beginning of the tour, all the way through to all the way at the end. And also wanted to highlight at our business investment conference, we have a new bank entity that we're dealing with called the Black Star Lion Credit Union. And you can still sign up for your accounts to where you can make your investments in stocks, bonds, and so on. So wanted to just highlight that about the business investment conference for those who just are into those kind of investments. It's all there in the country. So our goal is always to just cover it all from A to Z. And now, before I close, does anybody have any questions about anything that we've talked about before?
I have a question, Bomani.
Sure, go ahead.
So we're going to, it's not a straight flight. We're going to go to Amsterdam first?
Yes, exactly. It's not a straight flight. Okay. We're going to leave here from Atlanta and head up to Amsterdam. We're gonna be there for a few hours. So if anybody wants to go out, you can secure your stuff in the lockers once you, you know, got a passport control, and enjoy yourself and be back during the time that we need for you to be back, which is 2 hours before the flight.
Okay, yeah, that was my question. I wanted to know how long we were gonna be in Amsterdam.
We get there at 8:30, and the flight leave at 3 o'clock. So just be there by 1 o'clock. So you have a lot of time.
Cool.
Looking to hang out for a little bit.
Most definitely, I'm excited.
Yeah, and usually, what we do is just folks in us go in groups. That way, you just put your stuff in the locker as a group. But I guess you'd have to make sure you don't lose each other. When the time gets closer, we'll talk about that. And the last two times, I took a few people out, and we had a wonderful time and brought everybody back. So you know, we look forward to doing it again. We have people flying from different states. So some flights are going to get into Amsterdam late to where you can't leave. And those are going to be flights coming from the West Coast, San Francisco and L.A., that I can think of off the top of my head right now. But nevertheless, you know, even all the flights arrangements, we can always make adjustments to them for anyone to do anything. So whether you want to stay in Ghana longer or whether you want to leave out a day earlier, that way you can stay a day in Amsterdam, or just anything that you might think of that you want to do, just let me know. And you know, we're very flexible, and the group booking is, you know, it's a flexible setup to where we can make a lot of changes up until the last few months. So everyone, those are the details in summary to get you prepared for your journey. And be free to just call me if you want to talk about anything. And you can send emails, message on Facebook, Skype, and just any form of communication. And the best thing we can do right now is to go through it all now. That way we're prepared for the journey when we're ready to go to Ghana. All right, and one last time before we close, just want to open up for a few questions. I'm going to leave things open until somebody says something, and then we're just going to close out next few minutes.
Well, greetings, Brother Bomani. This is Angelica again. So basically, the people that are leaving from Atlanta, there'll be a meet and greet. But if you're not meeting from there, it's just basically individual travel, or is there like meeting groups once you get to Amsterdam, or is the travel more individual?
No, it's not. Everything is by group. Majority of the flights are going to connect. Our majority of people are going to leave from Atlanta. So all of us, from people in the Carolinas, Florida, their flights are going to be coming into Atlanta. And then we're going to all go to Amsterdam together, the majority of the tour group. Now, in some cases, we have direct flights from Detroit, L.A., San Francisco, and also Dallas, and not all of those flights get in to Amsterdam, where it's early enough, where it gives you enough time to go out. So if someone just want to go out, and you know, they just have to let me know, and we'll make it work. We just change their schedule. But it doesn't let people know that you have enough time there if you need to go out. But it's not the same for everybody. Us in Atlanta, we get there 8:30. So we're good. San Francisco and LA, I want to say the flights got in closer to 11, 12. So what we have is Amsterdam as our final flight connection before we all come together as a group on our final meet and greet there about 2 to 3 hours before the flight leave. And we'll all depart together to Ghana. But let me know if that clears it up.
Okay, yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. And our goal is to make everything as easy and simple for everyone as possible. So that's why no matter where you're flying from, we get your ticket. You get it set up to where you just drop your bags there, and then your bags will make their way to Ghana, whether you have one connection or two connection. And everything's on the same link, Delta Airlines /KLM. And it just makes it a lot easier, because the worst thing is you have a system to where, you know, baggage issues. And that's when you're flying from so many different airlines. So we just figure we do everybody's travel for them and just make it the same package. It takes a little bit more work, but at the end of the day, it makes everything simpler for all of us, including myself. All right, the rest of the folks, everybody is here hiding like they're shy. All right, I'll just reach out to a few people. Tiffany, greetings. How are you? All right, greetings, Marie. Can you hear me?
Well, Mommy, how's it's the latest date for us to change the length of time. I'm planning on staying at least 10 days, maybe 2 weeks longer.
Just let me know something by July the latest. July the 1st.
Okay, you want before then. Yeah. Good. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Absolutely. And that's the way to do it. If you can, just spend a little extra time there and just enjoy life outside of the tour group. And, you know, we have a lot of wonderful people there that can really show you a wonderful time and give you a chance to just get a different feel of the country. And that's always good, especially if you live and do business in a country. You want to get that experience.
And a few friends that visit there.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's perfect. So you're looking to stay about an extra 2 months.
A couple of weeks anyway, not 2 months.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be good. All right, everyone, appreciate your energy and thank you for joining the call. And the next call we'll do would be in about 2 months from now, sometime in March. But if you have any questions, if you want to talk about anything, you can always reach out to me throughout the day of business while I'm moving around and doing business and working. So it's all good. All the questions and everything might not come right now. And so we'll keep in touch, and all important information will be sent to you via email. And we'll just, as usual, just keep you updated with those in the newsletters. So, all right, everyone, you enjoy your night, and I look forward to connecting back with everyone next time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night.